Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
This is The Woods.
Grrr.
Show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof.
Grr.
It is Thursday night, and that means it's time for The Woods, your bear community show. This Big Bear Mark in the studio with me tonight. I've got Bear Christine.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Didn't know who I was going to go to there, did I?
Know.
Scanning the room.
Pregnant pause. And also Just James. Hi, James.
Good evening. How are you?
Good. Thank you for pressing the buttons tonight.
Not a problem. My pleasure.
And, of course, at the top of the hour there, we heard, of course, the lovely, beautiful Matt Alba. That was a bit of a dance or a remix of his End of the World song, which, if you know it, is a beautiful ballad.
But two of my favourite things, Matt Alba and a dance song.
Yeah.
Oh, great start to the show for me.
Good start to the show. We'll be talking about, in a minute, things kink leather party.
Are we really?
Yeah, we will.
We're doing a kink episode.
Well, another one.
Let me get my pad and my paper.
Exactly.
I might take some notes.
Take some notes, Dean.
I might learn something.
Yeah. You're going to teach, Dean.
Oh, there you go.
Are you just pretending to be shy? I know what's going on over there.
I know nothing. I know nothing.
Yeah. Well, you don't know nothing because on last Saturday, Dean, yes, we ventured out to the St Kilda Town Hall.
We did.
For the Argonauts.
The Argonauts Trivia Night.
Trivia Night.
So we formed a trivia team. It was the team from The Woods, and we joined forces with the team from the Spirit Lounge, which used to be the show before us. On a Thursday night.
Now it's, of course, Family Matters. Thank you to Family Matters, Gina and the guys.
I like that show. It's very interesting, isn't it?
Very interesting, yeah.
But so the Spirit Lounge and The Woods joined forces for the Argonauts Trivia Night, and our team name? The Spirit Bears.
Does that mean you drank a lot? Does that mean there was lots of alcohol going down? No, that's not us, is it? That's not the way we behave.
No.
Not at all.
Not all of us.
But those Argonauts, Brian Barry and the Argonauts put on a pretty good show with the other
trivia night. It was an amazing show. And I have to say, they had 33 tables. There was over 350 people there. It was a huge community event, I have to say. And we didn't do too badly.
Equal six.
Yes. The one of the fun parts of the night was when they're counting up all the scores, they have this little contest called Who's the Gayest Person in the Room?
Which is a great way for them to get some people up on the stage to find out and ask them some questions.
Yes.
Not hard questions, but the questions that the gayer folk will know.
Some of them were really difficult, I have to say. Yeah. Some of them were very hard. And
so, of course, on our table, we thought, well, who will we send up? Who could we send up to represent the team? So there was myself, there was Robbie, they're our partners. There was Rachel and Claudine,
yes,
but all eyes turned to Big Bear Mark to represent the
of course
up on the big stage.
And did he wear his tutu?
No.
I wore my halo though.
We were wearing halos.
Flashing halos.
Right. I remember those from the last trivia night.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So up on stage, there was Mark and a number of gay and lesbian and even some straight pope.
Well, last year's winner was Katie Purvis. You probably know Katie from the shows here at Joy.
Yes. Yep.
And she was telling me up on stage, she said, "Oh, I won this last year," and
the
pressure was on. I had to beat Katie. Hello, and
even if it meant you were the gayest person in the room.
Yeah.
So one of the questions was, we should say that if you got the question wrong, you were out of the game.
You're out of the game.
Oh. So it's a sudden death round, if you like.
Oh my god.
So one of the questions was,
talk about pressure.
I know. So one of the questions was, what street is Laird On.
Laird On.
Oh.
And we had Johnson Street. We had Hoddle Street. We had...
Yeah.
And they're all wrong, of course. And then it came to Mark. And Mark, what did you say?
Gipps Street.
Winner.
And in fact, I could have said the corner of Gipps and Henry Street because I know exactly where it is.
So, but as the competition went on...
You didn't say my other home, Mark.
No.
As it went on, the crowd dispersed.
Yes.
And next we see there's two figures up on stage. One, our very own Big Bear Mark, up against...
And...
Ash.
Barista and Man About Town.
Oh. And Charger.
And Charger. Oh, and yeah, Wrangler. Yeah.
And Wrangler, yes.
So it became a sudden death round between Ash and Big Bear Mark. So the bears were represented.
Playoff of the beards.
Yeah, the two gay the bears at the end.
So Ash was asked the question. Let's see if you guys know it. Where is Trough held?
Well, I know it.
Club 80.
Exactly.
Well, there you go. So Ash was through. So all eyes were on Mark.
Now, guess what my question was?
Oh, no.
The question was, and this, you know, this is I guess, broadly gay. It wasn't bear related, but broadly gay.
Right.
Can you name the most recent Bachelor? What is the name of the Channel 10
Justin.
Bachelor? No, that's Justin Trudeau. He's the president of Prime Minister of
Canada. I thought his name was Justin.
No,
and they broke up.
No, but Mark, did you know the answer to that question?
I have never watched a single episode of The Bachelor in my life, and I had no idea. I had the whole table.
We were screaming.
They were all screaming there. And in fact, Rachel was making little money symbols, and I was thinking, I have no idea what she was going on. Because the answer is Richie, right?
Oh, Richie.
But I had no idea.
But you know they're broken up already, don't you?
Yeah.
I saw that. Oh, I heard that on the radio today. They're broken up already.
Yeah.
So it didn't last five minutes.
So the upshot was that Mark, for once, was not the gayest man in the room.
I was only the second gayest
person. Mark was
speechless. So Ash got the Laird question.
The trough. I got the Laird question.
God.
But, I mean, the other question I got was who won season 8 of RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh, you would have known that.
Of course I knew that.
That would have been a giveaway.
Bob the Drag Queen. That's a giveaway. That's easy. But, yeah, and the funny thing is that I was meant to get the question Ash got because it was meant to go in turn, and of course he jumped the queue. I'm just saying this, and I knew the answer to that other question, so I should have been the gayest person in the room, but I wasn't.
So we're not sore losers.
No, I'm not sore loser. Ash is definitely gayer than me. That's what I'm gonna say. And someone else who was also there at the Agnorts Trivia Night. That night.
Who would that be?
That would be our guest tonight.
We've got a guest.
We do. He's been sitting here very silent and patient.
I thought he was family. Isn't he Joy family?
Well, he is Joy family. He's been on Joy that much that, you know,
yeah.
He's part of part of the team.
Absolutely.
It's the lovely Andrew Lovett. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Andrew.
Did you enjoy the Agnorts Trivia Night?
I did. And just have to say, Ash was on our table.
And sorry. You also came... You were the team that came equal with us.
Yeah.
It's like, how's that for synchronicity, I tell you?
Yeah. Couldn't have done it better.
I'm surprised you didn't get gayest person in the room, to be honest.
Well, that title goes to Ash on our table.
Yeah, they said you could only send up one person.
Actually
you gave it to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said, I'll give you this.
No, Ash was doing really well in the trivia competition. Like, right. He answered 90% of our questions.
Wow.
No, 87%, give or take.
Any offers on 18? No.
Now, Andrew, for those who don't recognise your voice or don't know your name, who are you? Where do you fit in? What's your story?
How long have we got?
James knows it, so well, I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. I've been, I suppose, on the scene for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Part of what I've done is I've been working with, I have worked with Vic Leather. I was their vice president with them for 4 years. And in that time, kind of put on a bunch of events and, yeah. What else have I done? Oh, I've been around Joy a couple of times, done a couple of interviews.
Just a couple of times, yeah.
Yeah, and just an active member of the community, really, like a party or two.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we actually ran the Trash and Treasure last year at Northside Event together,
We did. That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. You were the expert in pricing all the leather gear.
I was, and promoting sales for VHS adult videotapes, pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're selling porn, right?
But of course, the thing tonight that we're most interested in exploring further with you is leather and leather partying.
Yes. To that, I have a vested interest.
And a vest, no doubt.
And a vest.
And
a
leather
vest.
Ah. Yeah. So and if you've got a question about leather and leather parties and kinks and things, Mark, what do people need to do?
All you have to do is SMS us on 0427 joy949, or you can email us on air@joy.org.au. So if you've got a question discussion about leather, kink, and particularly the party scene is what we'll be talking about tonight. So if you've got a question about the party scene, please SMS or email us in, and we'll pose your question to Andrew.
We've got a prize as well, don't we?
Oh, do we?
Do we?
Yeah, yeah, we've got a prize. The prize is going to the fantastic party with me as my date.
Oh, you're gonna cop up for a ticket for someone?
I thought I was your date. What's happening here?
Awkward.
Well, you know.
We'll have to go to a break and discuss this. You're on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Now, Andrew, we're talking about the kink and party scene tonight. I just wanted to find out a little bit about how you actually got into the kink and party and leather scene.
Well, when I was in my early 20s, I think I was about 21, and I'd never been to a dance party before. And I was out at a dinner party, and a group of guys there were saying, "Oh, we must get you along to Beyond." And I said, "Beyond what?" And they all had a bit of a laugh and a giggle. And
Beyond Beyonce?
No, I don't think she was around then.
Oh, okay.
Well, she may have.
In the olden days.
Yeah, like we're talking circa 2004.
Way back then.
She was still hanging around with Kelly and Disney Michelle. Style. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So the Jay-Z Beyond party, they thought, let's take you along to Beyond.
Yeah, and I had no idea what Beyond was, and it was a leather party, and I said, "Oh, don't have any leather," and they said, "Oh, that's fine, we'll take care of that." Uh-huh. And so, flash forward a month, and we went to Beyond, and I was all sorts of emotions that night going in. I was nervous, scared, excited, a little bit trepidatious.
Horny? Were you horny? No.
Not, that came later.
No.
Later.
Yeah. Much, much later.
Yeah. Once I got all the other emotions, and then came horny.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So we went along, and I met some of the most welcoming, nicest, warm people I've ever met kind of in my life. But, it was such a great environment, and that was my beginning. That was my start, and I'm kind of made the decision then. I kind of want to become a part of this.
So, Andrew, I'm interested. So you said there's some trepidation and a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit more about that.
Well, because I didn't really know much about the event, a lot of people associate leather with BDSM, with being tied up, with being whipped, being in pain, and all that sort of thing. What they don't kind of realize is that it's part of it, but not, they don't have to go hand in hand. They can be part of it, but when you get into BDSM, it should be about safe, sane, and consensual. So no one's going to make you, force you to do anything that you don't want to do. And this wasn't part of Beyond, but in my head, I had, "Oh, what's going to happen to me?
So you thought it was a sex on premises party?
It was that.
Right.
But I thought it was kind of going to be like, am I going to be tied up? Am I going to be made to do something I don't
want
to do?
Against your will that you would consent to?
Yeah, because, we all have the internet, and I was kind of browsing some, like Tom of Finland pictures and stuff like that. And I had in my head that that's what this was. And it was, there was a bit of that, but it was all consensual, as in, if you want to get in there, cool.
I've got to say, there's one thing that I have learned in doing this show around BDSM about the power exchange.
Yes. Yep.
Which I've always found, it's something that I've not known before. It's quite interesting.
It's very interesting. Power exchange is a very interesting concept. Giving power to someone, when I kind of started exploring that, basically rule number one, if you're going to let somebody tie you up, you have to establish trust.
Yes.
Because if you do not trust that person, or if you don't know them from a bar of soap, you have to trust that they're going to untie you. Not just when you ask, but maybe when you, maybe if you are losing feeling, or if they, if something serious happens, you have to have the trust in that person that they are going to do the right thing for you. It's essentially putting your life in their hands.
Yeah, and one thing I think we've learned also during the course of the show, it's not amateur hour here. I mean, this is stuff that you actually need to go and learn.
Indeed.
Yeah. And look, there are courses, I know that Eagle Leather actually runs courses. There's Splinter that does stuff as well. There's a whole range of places where you can go and find out about kink and BDSM.
Definitely, yeah. Another good rule I learned very early on is that if you're going to get into bondage and restraint, if you're going to tie somebody up, you have to have a way of getting them out, in under 30 seconds, because that's about the amount of time that if someone starts to hyperventilate they could go into shock, and you could be dealing with a really serious situation on your hand. So have a pair of safety scissors handy, have two, because you've got to be ready to get them out when they need to
if they want to. So yeah. Let's go back. So you go to Beyond, you have your first taste of this leather event.
Yes.
What happens next for you? Come out and join a club? Do you?
Well, I'll tell you a funny story. I went there with friends and we all parked in the same garage, and it was and my friend said, now be careful, you have to be out of the car park before 6 a.m. otherwise they charge you double and it's uber expensive. And okay, well, I won't be there till that late.
famous last words.
And then flash forward, I don't know how many hours it was, but my friend came and found me and said, we gotta go. Why? Because the car park runs out in 5 minutes. I went, what time is it? He went, it's 5:55 a.m. On Sunday. I went, no, because you're in a space and there's no outside light, and I'd been at the party for the better part of 9 hours.
So Nisa, you had a good time.
I had a great time. And this was pre-social media, mind you. So, you know, when you met someone, you kind of had to write down your name and your number, and there was no Facebooking or MySpace. Oh, the MySpace might have been there, but anyway. I met all these amazing people, and I came away going, when's the next one? When, why? How? What more can I do? Let's explore this more.
Mm. So, obviously, the party scene for the kink and leather communities has really boomed over the last, especially couple of years, I'd say.
Indeed, yeah. We went from having, I suppose, maybe one or two kind of events, in the quarter, to having a lot. Like, there's a whole variety of parties out there, and they're run quite regularly, and there's a different... different varieties. There's dance parties, there's play parties, there's fetish parties, and there's just social parties which don't really focus on the dancing, more about the social interaction.
Mm.
But there is a lot, and we are very lucky here in, I suppose, Victoria or Melbourne, that we play host to a lot of these events.
Yeah, Melbourne seems to be like the kink leather capital of Australia, I'd say. I think, I mean, I lived in Brisbane for a while, hi to the Books Co's guys up there, but it's too hot for leather.
And then it just doesn't breathe, does it?
It doesn't breathe. It's very humid up in Brisbane.
Yeah, and I think kink and coffee kind of goes together nicely. Melbourne. Yeah.
Kink and coffee.
Yeah, come on for a bit of kink and a bit of coffee. Yeah.
Kink, coffee and cake.
You're still learning, right?
Then I'm still learning. I'm running myself notes.
Well, just on that subject, I did go to a party once and they didn't account for the amount of people, and they didn't heat the venue properly. And so a friend of mine actually went up to the bar and, what do you have, love? And he said, can I have a hot chocolate, please? Because it was cold. It was freezing. And he was in it. He was in boots, a jockstrap and a harness.
And
which,
not as an enema?
Not as an enema, James, no.
Thank you, James.
James, bring the conversation
mind
right
out of
down.
The gutter, James. Please.
So you're mentioning that there are all these events and these things, but what happens in between the events? Is Vic Leather like an...
Yeah, definitely. So in between the events, there's things as like the social event, Vic Leather Run Gear Up, which is a monthly event which people can go along. It's at a bar, it's at the Yorkshire, it's once a month. People can go along and just be in leather and chat to people. It's just a social event. It's not about having, you know, your bits and pieces out. It's more of a dress leathers. And so for people, like-minded people, to get together.
Now let's explore that. So like-minded people, are we talking gay men?
No, we're not.
They are part of it, yes.
We are part of it, certainly.
But it's broader than just the gay men.
No, yeah. Just focusing on Vic Leather a bit, they're an organisation for people who love wearing leather. You don't have to be... It's open to everybody.
So diverse genders and sexualities,
Everyone's welcome. I believe we kind of... Well, most of our events are at bars, so I think you have to be 18. Apart from that, everyone's welcome.
So women, heterosexual,
definitely,
trans...
anyone. Like, Vic Leather's open to...
Inclusive.
Yeah, all inclusive.
Yeah. And look, I mean, obviously the only restrictions there would be on sex would be if it was held at a men-only venue.
Yes.
And there are nights at the Lead, definitely, which are cater for the leather community, which are men-only. So that you can find, if you're looking for a men-only safe space, I suppose, something like the Spit and Polish on a Thursday night when this show's on, is that sort of venue that you can go to.
Well, maybe you're in the car going there now listening to us.
Yes,
yeah?
Or you're going to go later after the show.
Uh-huh.
Mark was very kind. You did offer to drop me there after this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that'd be fine.
And me.
Well, you've got a regular ticket, haven't you?
Oh, my God.
He's a season pass holder.
Part of the furniture.
Now, is there a relationship between the leather community and the bear community?
There are strong ties. Like, I believe there've been one or two events that the Lead have hosted that have kind of focused on bears and leather, because they kind of go, they're like, I don't know, what's a good match? Wine and cheese.
Oh, are they really?
Red wine and cheese.
Is it a soft cheese or is it blue cheese?
I like a Mersey Valley crumbly cheese.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Maybe a Waterford's cracker there too.
Oh, you got me there.
You accuse me of taking it to the rock bottom every time, but then you keep opening these doors.
It's the food, though. It's the food.
Food and wine. So they go together really well. And I know about a lot of the international bear events. They usually have, like when they have a bear festival, there's usually like a leather event attached to it.
Yeah, and there are lots of bears. I mean, you just have to look at the social media pages these days and the bears at Folsom in Berlin at the moment. There are always a big representation of bears at these events, definitely.
And you've done a bit of travelling as well, haven't you, Andrew, with the leather stuff?
I'm glad you said travelling, James. Glad you said travelling. Yes, I have. I've done both Folsoms, Europe and San Francisco. I went to International Mr. Leather in Chicago.
Right. Of the Folsoms, which was your favourite? Did you have a preference?
Europe. Folsom Berlin.
And why was that?
Folsom San Francisco, in my opinion, has turned from, it's gone away from what it was, which was a celebration of leather and fetish, mm-hmm. to more of a freak show or, you know, people. There was not that many people in leather, and there were more kind of gawkers and people there to...
It's become a spectacle almost, hasn't it?
It has. Yeah. It's blown up. It's huge. It's 32 years, I think, now.
Yeah.
Whereas Folsom Berlin has only been going for about 12, and it's more of a focus. It's more, you get your more, for lack of a better term, hardcore leather people there. And the locals, the people who live in the city, leather is a part of their culture.
Yeah.
So they don't raise an eyelid, you know, they don't bat eyelids at what's happening in the street, because that happens kind of day to day for them.
Yeah, Berlin has always had a reputation as being quite a leather capital of the world.
It's definitely
got some serious leather men and women in Berlin. Yeah.
And what I love is that... like you can see a leather man on the train, and here in Melbourne, that just, you wouldn't do that. It'd cause a bit of a safety thing. I certainly wouldn't do it. Go to a leather party dressed in full leathers, because people, it's not quite accepted here. But over in Berlin, it's like, it's,
so you could be at the bus stop and there's a leather man or leather woman next to you.
I have to say, a friend of mine did that very thing. Actually, jumped in a taxi in his leathers.
And a taxi seems to be more of a safe space, I suppose.
Well, I took a towel. I was a very considerate friend. I took a towel for him to sit on.
People often ask me that question when they're going to an event and they want to dress in leather, be it chaps and the harness. They're like, how do I get there? Will there be a cloakroom? What can I do? And for all of these events, I haven't been to a party yet where there hasn't been some sort of cloakroom.
Yeah.
They factor that in, and they usually do it pretty well, because they realise people aren't going to want to go there in jockstrap and boots.
So dress discreetly to get there.
Yeah.
So you through the door.
Yeah.
Can you get change there? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know, just tracksuit pants and a hoodie, and then you've got everything on underneath. It's ready to go.
Exactly. If you have any questions for Andrew, remember you can SMS in 0427JOY949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. You're on the woods on Joy 94.9. If I was a bear, I would take you on a picnic. Look at my basket, you can see I got a big dick. When I kiss on you, you would get so dizzy. Check me out, boo-boo.
I'm Margaret Cho. You're listening to The Woods, the Bear Community Show at Joy 94.9.
She won't be a bear. She wants to be a bear. That was Margaret Cho, of course.
If you haven't caught it yet, please go to the Brekkie Bears website and have a listen to the podcast. If I do say so myself, that was an amazing interview that I did.
What an experience.
Oh, just amazing. And she's an amazing woman, and highly recommend you check out the podcast. I spoke to her for like 45 minutes. And
she was filthy.
She wasn't filthy, actually. She was a lady, I have to say. You know, because she's got this persona on stage as a bit crude, but I tell you what, she was really lovely and very passionate and just a wonderful person.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Seems really nice.
Speaking of wonderful people,
yes.
Just a shout out. We've had Melinda. Melinda has made a donation to Joy.
Thank you very much, Melinda.
Thank you for that, Melinda.
My God.
And also, Dan. Dan's also listening in. Dan's listening from Canberra, and he sends us hugs. So thanks for that, Dan.
Thank you for your message of support.
That's lovely.
Yeah, big bear hug back to you, Dan.
Exactly. Tonight we're talking kink, leather, and parties. And we've got in the studio our leather expert, Andrew Lovin. And Andrew, we're good. We'll talk about a party in particular that's coming up because... We're going to talk a little bit about the Fantastic Party, because this is, I think this is a good example of...
Because it's fantastic.
Of a... Now, I'm not going to say leather party, because it's not. It's a kink-based party.
A leather and fetish party, yep.
Leather and fetish party. And it's... What is the idea of the Fantastic Party?
I believe it was to celebrate Eagle Leather's birthday. It's the third one. So the first one was done 3 years ago.
Yep.
And it was to celebrate their birthday. I believe...
In November, isn't it?
In November, yes. I unfortunately missed the first one, which I really regret, but I was at the second one. And it was one of the best parties I went to last year, hands down.
Now, it's in conjunction with Club 80. Now, we should talk a little bit about Club 80 as a space as well.
Yeah.
Because I have to admit, probably been a bad bear here, but I've never been to Club 80 before. I'm going to rectify that this weekend, though.
Sharp intake of breath.
Yes, I am going on Saturday to Club 80, but that's another story. But
what time?
Can you hear those drums rattling?
Between 5 and 2, apparently it is.
I don't even know where Club 80 is. What is this Club 80?
It's in Peel Street.
Stop it.
It's
also known as Tom's, the House of Many Stairs.
T-H-O-M-S.
Or Stains.
Yes.
And so the party space, the scene for Fantastic.
So Fantastic is being held at Club 80, specifically downstairs, which is known as the Dungeon. And so...
For obvious reasons.
And it's a great space. It's a very unique space. It's very configurable. People who've been to Club 80 before will know there's a lot of kind of oil drums around just to kind of break that. It's such a big space. Break it up a little bit. So it's a great space to have a party. They host a couple of other parties there. Trough is there.
That might be the one I'm going to on Saturday, yes.
Make sure someone does give you a guided tour.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
There will be many people earlier in the night rather than later.
And is Club 80 a men-only space?
Yes. Club 80 is normally a men-only space, but for Fantastic and Down in the Dungeon, it's a mixed event.
Now, that's interesting because we were talking earlier about the leather scene being a very mixed event. So a Fantastic Party, obviously celebrating Eagle Leather, is a mixed space. So basically anyone can go along and check out the Club 80 for the...
Yeah, definitely. They have Club 80 have hosted a couple of mixed events. Vic Leather, we ran one there a few years back, which was Black Ball 2, and certainly Fantastic have been there for 3 years. So
now Fantastic, I want to talk about the style and the it's like the theme. It's very stylistic. You look at the website, and it's very what's the word? It is a sort of a fantasy.
Yeah.
It builds an image. So how important is image to these parties?
It's extremely important. The guys from Eagle Leather have put in an amazing amount of work just to create the look and the feel and to kind of give you, if you haven't been before, give you an impression of what you can expect. And just looking at the website, you can see the website looks amazing. A lot of work has gone into it. The photos that are using to promote this party are amazing. And I believe there's a video coming soon, which will be, maybe don't watch that one at work.
Yeah.
A little bit NSFW.
It's like, I don't know if you've seen the Trough video, but you don't want to do that at work
either. Don't want to do that at work.
No.
Why, what's wrong with that? It's all about food.
No, Jane. Watch it at work tomorrow and find out.
Yeah, you can watch it at work.
I'm sure I saw bananas and baked beans.
Baked beans, eggs, all sorts of food items in that one, yes.
To me, it's all about diet, isn't it?
That's what they were promoting.
Healthy diet.
It's about what you put in your mouth, yes.
So one of the things about the website, they've got images of people who I assume is the type of people who might go to this party.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Are they in fancy dress? Would you call that fancy dress or fetish?
And I'm glad you said that, because there's a very big difference to that concept of fancy dress and leather and fetish wear.
People get offended, don't they? Like, it's kind of almost offensive to call it fancy dress.
It is a little bit, but you have to understand that the people who are referring to it as fancy dress, if they don't know, I have no idea about what leather and kink and fetish is, they don't know what else to call it. I was at a leather night somewhere here. I was at Circuits Leather Night when they had it way back when, and a guy came up and he was really embarrassed, and he kind of just came up and said, nice costume and then giggled and ran away. And so he had no way. Like, and it was Leather Night, so.
So what not to say at a leather party? Nice costume.
Nice costume. Yeah.
Unless you want someone to take their heels off and whack you under there.
Well, unless you're dressed as Batman, but I don't see how that's a fetish kind of. Maybe for some reason.
Superhero fetish, yeah, definitely.
So let's understand that's a fetish wear.
Yeah, so if you were to say, if I was dressed in my leathers, rather than saying nice costume, you'd say nice leather. Nice leathers.
Nice gear. Is it kit or gear?
Kit, I'm associated with sports gear.
Okay.
Really? Because that's sports kit. Just go with gear. Gear's good.
And sports is an option as well.
Could you wear sports gear?
Yeah, sports gear, definitely. Sports gear, particularly in Europe, is blown. Well, it's already blown up over there. But people have realised, fetish kink and
Ronaldo.
It's I'm going to say it's everything that you want. Like, people consider, like, furries are a fetish.
Yeah.
Do we know what furries are?
Yes.
But tell us, for those who don't know,
It's people who like putting on a furry costume, which includes like a whole kind of like bodysuit, like
it's sort of anamorphic.
A fursuit, yeah.
Yeah.
There's usually a couple of those running around.
Would furries go to
I've seen furries, and what they do, they take it up a level. They've got their furry suit on, and they've got a harness over the top.
Okay.
So just to kind of go that extra level. One thing you will see, I think, at Fantastic, you'll see a lot of puppies. Puppies will be... The puppy scene here in Melbourne is huge.
Puppy de jour, isn't it?
We've had a few pups on the show, haven't we?
We've had quite a lot of pups on the show. And in fact, I'm going to do a Bent TV session about pups coming up shortly as well. So keep an eye out for that. But so let's talk about the dress code, because that we're talking about it anyway. I mean, there are certain stuff you won't get in if you wear, like denims, for example. That's not enough to be classed as fetish wear.
No. Denims, if you are wearing denim, I believe it's black denim, no blue denim. And with denim, you have to have a bit of fetish wear. So if you have, like, you're going to need a harness and some leather or some rubber, but... basically with the dress code, it is leather and fetish, and you have to, it's hope.
And really, like, if you are talking sports kit as we were before, it's not good enough just to have a team's T-shirt and some shorts on. I mean, we're talking, it has to be elevated.
Yeah, so sports kit, I would, kind of, in my opinion, it's the shoes, it's the socks, it's the shorts, it's the soccer, generally a soccer jersey, but we do have a little bit of Australian sports kit, but it's not just throwing on your team's top and then going along. It's kind of like when we say uniform, we don't mean just a pair of camo pants or a camo T-shirt.
Yeah, you might want to take a leaf out of Mr. Rubber, Liam's book, and have a Australian soccer jersey made of rubber. Now, that would be appropriate.
Having just said denim, I've just there's no denim or streetwear at this part. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So I just want to clarify that.
It's quite a high standard to get in. So there's
definitely. Well, and I can understand that, because the amount of effort that the boys from Eagle Leather and Club 80 are going to put into this party, and trust me when I say this, the amount of effort they put in last year was amazing. Yeah. This was like a 1 year in the making event.
Not to be
coming
honest.
Up, we're going to talk about what happens at these parties.
Well, what happens?
And
I want to find out that.
You will want to find out. You are on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all The Woods has to offer. Listen to The Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
Loud? We're still doing that? Okay. We're talking all things...
Where's Robbie when we need him?
Exactly. He's off doing drag.
No, he's not. Mandy, he's not doing
he's
drag.
Not doing drag.
I've got a friend.
But not tonight anyway. Back to you,
Mandy. We're talking things kink, party, scene, and leather.
I'm learning so
much. And we're talking... we've taken an example of the fantastic party that's coming up in November. And what can someone expect, Andrew, when they go to one of these parties? Because it's not just a DJ and a space, is it?
No.
It's more than that.
No, fantastic. The Eagle... guys from Eagle Leather and Club 80, they put on, I like to call it an experience, because it is, they customise the dungeon downstairs, and they set up areas where it's kind of hard to explain without kind of seeing it, but they set up areas which you have no idea what's going to go in there later. It's kind of almost, it's a bit of a tease, really.
But is it a performance? Or
yes.
Is it,
okay. Yeah, definitely. And the performances are, what I loved about them at the second one was that they're not scripted, they're not timed. They happen, how shall we say, organically. They happen around you. You can be in the middle of the dance floor and look over your shoulder. What? Oh, okay.
So it's
and,
immersive performance.
Yeah, definitely,
but it's not audience participation necessarily.
No. Well, okay. They are, no. Generally, they are what we would call like a scene, and there are two or a couple of people performing, and they ask people don't get involved in the scene unless invited.
Yes.
But if they're the scene, yeah, unless you're invited to become part of it, it's more for
yeah. It's a way to be asked nicely.
I have to say the best party I think I've ever been to, it was in the 2000s, and it was a resurrection party in Sydney, and they had the Horden Pavilion, I think it was, and they got shipping containers.
I've heard of this party.
Oh, it was amazing. And in the shipping containers, there were scenes. So you wandered around the shipping containers, and they'd have one end open, and there'd be a scene happening in the shipping container. And there were big shows as well. They actually had people drop from the ceiling with the metal codpieces, and they're doing the metal grinding.
Angle grinding.
And out the back they had like a big bonfire going and branding demonstrations and a whole
Ouch.
Lot of... Yeah,
Ow.
I know. That freaked my partner out at the time. He hates fire, so he was not involved in that. But best party I think I've ever been to, and it was Resurrection was a leather party, one of the big ones in Sydney.
I think Sydney Leather Pride put on Resurrection.
Yeah,
if I correct me if I'm wrong.
I think
yeah.
you're right.
Yep.
But I mean, so in Fantastic, we are looking at now. One of the things we do have to point out, it is held at a sex on premises venue.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And sex on premises is allowed at the party.
It is. Yes, there are spaces for it.
And I also want to talk about consent and etiquette at these parties as well.
Definitely. There will be. It is a sex on premise venue that will be happening. As I said, there are spaces for it, but consent is a big thing. There will be people, I suppose, engaged in different sorts of play, which may be, it can be fetish play, it can be all sorts of play. Consent is a big thing. Just because people may be doing this somewhere doesn't mean that it's like welcome, free for all. Everyone's
exactly.
So it's what we, the way I approach it is, is respectfully, if they are welcoming, they will invite you in. If they're not welcoming, you won't get that kind of signal. You have to be conscious of that. And look, it's great to watch. It's great to be a spectator because some of these scenes are amazing. Some of the scenes will be put on by the performers, and some of them will just be done by people who they are kink and fetish people. So
exactly, and I think it is an important, just to make sure that consent is key in this. And if you don't have consent, you don't do anything.
Yep.
Okay, just needed. But I mean, obviously, we're looking. Obviously, there's a feeling around this party. The guys have set up performances. They've set up the space. What is? I mean, putting on an event like this is a huge amount of work.
It's a huge undertaking to do a production like this, because a lot of production values are going in here. Lighting, sound. I suppose stage, because they do have these, I won't call them stage, but they set up these areas which are for the performers.
Yes.
I'd call them spaces, and they're just a lot of effort goes in. I can't imagine the prep time to prepare the dungeon at Club 80 that it would take, but to get all the stuff that's usually there out and get all their stuff in would be a very big undertaking.
Yeah. Now, they have released the name of the first DJ that they've got lined up, because I think they're going to line up about four DJs.
Yeah, definitely.
But the first one has already been announced, which is very exciting.
And what I love about Fantastic is that they're a bit of a tease. They're drip feeding us information.
Yeah.
Week by week, we've got the first DJ. I believe the first performer will be announced soon, and then week by week until the party, I think they're planning to slowly release information.
And who is the first DJ?
The first DJ.
Tell us who it is.
Sorry.
Come on.
The first DJ is DJ Baby Bear from Sydney. We know him from playing the parties down here, Thick and Juicy. He's played the Honey Party up in Sydney. I believe he's also performed. He's performed at Mardi Gras a couple of times as well.
So I mean, so there you go. The first DJ is actually
great album, no?
Baby Bear.
Baby there you Bear. Go. Could be better, could it?
It sounds exactly. Just right.
It's Mr. Dave Whitaker.
He is kind of just right.
Oh, he's kind of just right.
Oh yeah, he's a handsome man.
Shout out to Dave. Hey Dave.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, what else do we want to know about? Now, obviously, the date.
Yes.
Is the
19th of November, which is Saturday.
Saturday. What else do we need to know about the party?
We need to know where to get tickets. So
where do we get tickets?
Where do we get tickets? That's a good question. So first of all, I would Eagle Leather. Eagle Leather. Yep. And so eagleleather.com.au, or actually jump onto Fantastic's website, which is www.fantasticparty.com.au.
And I reckon, could you get us, I imagine that people going will have to give some thought to what they're going to wear.
Definitely.
So
yeah.
Buy a ticket now. So you buy can a ticket now. Time to work out what to wear.
And
yeah.
I would also go to the website for people who have questions. There's a lot of information on the website. So go there. And also, if you have any questions which you can't find answers for, contact Eagle Leather.
Exactly.
Yeah.
BJ and the guys down there will be more than helpful. We'll be back in a second to say goodbye. You're on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco.
Well, then you can find a way to make it out here too.
You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9.
And if I can make it to the middle of this tightrope.
I'm Big Bear Mark in the studio tonight. We've had Bear Curious Dean, Jess James, and the lovely Andrew Lovett joining us tonight.
Teaching us some stuff.
Yes, about leather, kink, and the party scene.
How to behave and how not to behave.
Well, yeah, you've got to learn that, James, really.
I know. No,
you really do.
I've tried to teach James, like we've been friends for 7 years. And
like, no means no.
It's a work in progress.
It's like, when I see you out again, if you touch me again. No, no, James is very well back.
No means no. I'm very polite. I'm one of the politest people you'll ever meet.
You're polite, but you're not necessarily well behaved. thank you very much, Andrew, for coming in tonight and telling us a bit more about the party scene. It is one of those things that fascinates me a little bit.
It's I have very little exposure to this whole subculture. It's really fascinating.
I'm taking you to Club 80, you know that, don't you? I'm going to drag you there kicking and screaming.
I will be kicking and screaming. I'm sure it's a lovely place.
You're coming to Fantastic though, right?
I may well do. I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe I'm washing my hair. No, no.
We'll fix your diary. Don't worry about that. We'll do more than pencil it in.
Exactly.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.